This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Multi-platinum artist Vassy has been sharing new content for the whole month of September with an NFT exclusive, the Acoustic Series. Vassy is here to tell us more. Vassy, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's chat about the Acoustic Series. How does it work and what can fans access?
The Acoustic Series is a digital collectible pack. I've dropped it as an NFT. There's three series of the pack. One dropped already. The other one dropped on Friday. And the third series drops this Friday. And on each pack, there's basically three different songs. And in part of those little, think of it as like baseball cards or whatever. Mm-hmm. But on those cards, on each card, there's like a digital collection of all these cool things that come with it. So like behind the scenes footage, just exclusive, like limited type of stuff that you can't find anywhere. The experience for a fan is really cool because you can't have this kind of experience on a traditional DSP platform. So you get like videos of me talking about each song, like talking about, how I met David Guetta and how we worked on Bad. And then when I talk about my acoustic version of Secrets, I talk a little bit about the background of Secrets, like this is how Secrets came about and, I wrote it and this is how it got with Tiesto and just a little bit of behind the scenes story on each song. Some of the songs include like lyrics that were not available on the dance versions. So the fans get to hear some of the songs for the first time, like in their full, structure, like with the verses, with the bridge.
Why did you want to recreate your hits acoustically? Was it to give that, extra bit of song that wasn't available in the dance version? Why head down the acoustic route?
Yeah, because first of all, like I love performing acoustically and I don't get the chance to do it. And I wanted the fans to hear these songs, these very popular songs that, have been just big EDM bangers and in festivals and over the years. And I wanted them to hear the song stripped back, like in its purest form, because they never had a chance to experience it like that. And that's how they were originally written. And so it's kind of A, being authentically myself, and then also just, not having all the big production elements, not having my voice pitched, like all these cool things that, make dance records so cool, but just giving the fans like a chance to actually hear the song.
You mentioned, you worked with David Guetta, Tiesto, just to name a few of the other amazing artists you've worked with. Your music has also featured in some huge films, namely Frozen. What's it like seeing a film with your music in it?
It's funny. It's really cool, especially because they used it for the trailer. So I kept seeing the trailer everywhere and every time, especially as well then, like we were all going to the cinemas more so. Now it's like Netflix. But I would just see my song everywhere. Like the trailer would come up on TV, come up, at the cinemas, like literally anywhere. And so sometimes you'd be walking around, like in the mall, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, shit, that's me. And then you turn around and you see, like on a big screen, and, they're promoting the movie. But the cool thing about it was that when it was screening, I just had so many people text message me, just say, from all around the world, South Africa, Germany, Australia, like just everywhere, people saying, oh, and it's funny because a lot of the times they're all, my adult friends, and they'd all be blaming the kids, like saying, oh, we came to see you. I brought my niece, or I brought my son, or I brought my nephew, or I brought my, and I'm just like, yeah, right. You're probably in there on your own watching this Disney animated film, because they're really cool the way they're made. So it was cool. And then that movie won an Oscar. So I was just really, really ecstatic at the time because I was like, can I technically say I'm an Oscar winner?
Can you? What was the verdict on that?
I could use it. Definitely drop that one in an interview now and then for sure. But
absolutely. Well, speaking of actual things that you can claim and, claim away, your track Chase went to number one as well. How important is it for you to represent women in the dance electronica genre?
It's really important for me because first of all, it's really hard for artists in the dance electronic genre, period, especially if you're not a DJ. Now, if you're not a DJ and a woman on top of that, it's even harder. It's a super boys club. It always has been. It still is. But, you know, it's changed a lot and it's evolved. But I just kind of, I've mentored a lot of, you know, younger female artists, emerging, wanting to get in the business. I've done all sorts of different women's talks panels and mentoring. I just want to be an inspiration to them. I just want them to see me and see that I'm a real, you know, I'm an everyday girl. I grew up in a little town and I'm a real manifestation of pursuing my dreams and accomplishing them. And so I just want my story to inspire them and to give them some motivation and courage that you can do it. It is hard and you're going to run into a lot of, you know, BS, but it can be very rewarding and you just got to stick it out. I always say rejections are simply redirections. They're just redirections. So yeah, don't worry. You're going to get a lot of them. It's all good. People get them even when they're really successful. You know, they don't like post about it, but they still get them. And the other thing I wanted to say is that stay authentic to yourself, because you're going to get a lot of people along the way. For me, I got lots of pressure from a lot of people. You've got a DJ, and DJing is cool, but it wasn't my cup of tea. Like, I like it. I get it. It's cool. I get it. I can jump up there and play lots of songs and appeal to everyone because I can play your song, I play his song, her song, you know. But I didn't. Unfortunately, you know, it limits you. You're way more bookable when you're a DJ because promoters can make more money on you. You know, you play for 2 hours, you know, the people are happy, they're spending money on drinks. But I just wanted to, you know, be authentic to myself. So that's what I say, just be whoever. So if you're like a writer, you know, just do that. Don't worry about it. If you want to dress a certain way, if you want to make music a certain way, don't let, you know, the boys boss you around. Like, you are the boss. Remember that always.
And I mean, you've been a testament to that. Absolutely. Speaking of, what are your next steps? What's next for you?
So right now, you know, I have obviously my NFT thing that's out and I'm actually getting ready for the fall. I have about 3 or 4 new releases. So I have a new song coming out with Bingo Players in the US. We're actually putting it out around the world and in Australia. So I'm really excited about that. That's going to be coming out in November, beginning like at late October. And then next month, I actually have 2-3 different releases coming out with different artists. And then I have a really cool project coming out. So I put together, I wouldn't say acoustic, but it's not like typical dance. It's like sort of an indie electro album of like a whole bunch of new songs that are very quirky and kind of have more of that TV film, you know, vibe. So I'm dropping that next month as well, which I'm really, really excited about. So it's really just putting out new music, you know, working on new records. And also I'm going to be doing a lot more stuff with some, you know, different labels in Australia. I have 2 different projects going on, which aren't completely finished yet, so I can't really announce them. But they're with Australian.
We know it's happening.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was in Australia earlier this year and I spent like the longest time I've been in Australia since I left Australia to pursue my career. And I really fell in love with Australia again in the sense that at the time when I was starting my career, there wasn't a lot for an artist like myself. It was really hard and limiting. And I had to bounce. I had to spread my wings and, you know, pursue my lane, because I just couldn't do that back home back then. And now it's changed. The space has changed. And so I started to cultivate. And obviously I'm in a different place in my career and people know, you know, my work. So I've cultivated all these new relationships. And I was like, wow, there's actually some really cool talent. And so I just immersed myself and I'm really excited about it because I haven't had that opportunity. I've been so just caught up and, you know, working in the US and with US labels and US artists. And now I'm excited to finally work with local kids, you know, local guys again, and just work on new material with local teams on the ground. This is going to be a new chapter for me. And I'm so excited about it because it's just the beginning, like, of a lot of stuff that I'll be doing back home again and spending, you know, more time in Australia.
We love to hear it. We will love to have you back. And thank you so much for spending some time chatting to us on Joy Drive.
Yeah, my pleasure. Absolutely.
And I know you're in Greece, so please go and live your best life. Go for a swim. I don't know. Eat something delicious.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, we're here on one of these islands and, oh, man, it's something else, I tell you, the life out here. But
absolutely. Well, yeah. Please go and enjoy it. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
Thank you so much for the support.
That was multi-platinum artist Vassy. You can get more info by heading to vassymusic.com. That's V-A-S-S-Y music.com.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.